Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Appalachian Swing and the MSU Country Band, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
In the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when you close your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through my soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walk the old land. Every flower that touched his cold hand as he walked slowly by, weeping willows would cry for joy.
Guys are David Austin Tackett on guitar. Andrew Preston is playing keys here. Welcome back, Andrew. It's great to have you. And Andrew's going to stick right up here on drums. Samantha Cunningham, she's playing fiddle. And then Michelle Canning is up here now with us. And Michelle, she's playing bass. I'm used to seeing Michelle play some banjo, and I bet we're going to see some of that from her tonight. So, Andy, you are the bass player in the MSU Country Band.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, I would say a senior at Morehead State right now. I'm the bass player for the Mountain Music Ambassadors, which is the touring band for the school. And I play in a couple different ensembles for it. It's a good time.
Oh, cool.
And I play in the area a lot. I sing lead and I play upright bass for a lot of different string bands in the area and a few different country bands.
All right. Well, it's good to meet you. Thanks for stopping up to say hi. Want you to leave tonight before you had a chance to say hello.
Well, the thing is that I love to talk, so thank you for really giving me the opportunity.
Oh, all right.
Girl, you taught me how to hurt real bad and cry myself to sleep. Show me how this town shattered dreams. Another lesson about an naive fool came to Babylon. Found out that the pie don't taste so sweet. Guitars and Cadillacs, hillbilly. I call home. Guitars and of wasted lives, painful scars, all that's left of me. Oh, I thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. If I can find my mind, I guess I'll leave. Guitars and Cadillacs, hillbilly music, lonely, lonely streets that I call home. Guitars and Cadillacs, hillbilly music, the only thing that keeps me hanging on.
Tell us a little bit about the way that the country music curriculum happened to develop at Morehead.
Well, I don't know exactly how it made its way into the program, but I know it's country music is such an old and important part of Appalachian folk music, and it's such a staple of our area. It's inevitable that a traditional program like the one that Morehead State offers at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music would have country music like this. And the great thing about the Country Ensemble, we're able to play so many different styles of country music, from the old-time country music to Western swing to more contemporary types of country music. And now that we have Matt Holleran on the drums, we can play all kinds of country music. And it's great to be able to touch on all of those different styles.
The way I was thinking about it was that I don't know if it's just because of the state of current country music that it's hard for me to think of it as traditional anymore.
Well, and it has evolved so much, and we talked about this recently on your program, that traditional music has evolved into something completely different than what we originally thought of it as. But, you know, at the time when people were playing this music back then, it wasn't traditional then, it was popular music. And it just changes with the time. And I think it's really important to figure out what connects them, because there are a lot of similarities from contemporary country music, and every decade going back, you can trace it so nicely to see where it all comes from. And I think it's really important to embrace those roots, but also to embrace the new sounds that it has. And I think that Morehead State's traditional music program does a great job of that.
Kentuckians have always had such a hand in shaping country music, and it seems now that here's a whole new generation of them, you know, between Sturgill and Chris Stapleton, bringing new sounds to country music. Do you guys like the way that's expanding your musical palette as a country musician?
It's a whole different animal, that's for sure, what it is now than what it used to be. So you just got to take it at its face value. You can't really compare the two. You got to just see what's good in both of them.
And
music is always changing. Dwight Yoakam, we think of him as a traditional musician right now, but he didn't sound anything like the Carter family.
No, right.
And you think of that even in bluegrass too. We think of bluegrass as traditional music, but modern bluegrass bands really don't often sound like Bill Monroe. And music changes, and that's okay.
What do you guys think of when you try to pinpoint what you consider sort of the essence of country music?
A good, strong groove is a key to any music, but especially in country, you got to have that backbeat that you can just sit in the pocket on.
So that's why I like country music.
It has emotion. That I think that's one of the biggest things, is that when you hear a country music song, you can relate to it. And that's something that has stayed throughout all different maybe versions of country music as it's evolved.
Love is the most agonizing thing in a
innocence cuts to the bone. And I see in your eyes the places I've never been and places that I'll never go, but I want to so. Love is the most agonizing thing. I'll wander in the streets and find love in the lamplight, in strangers who flicker your fire in their eyes, but it burns a bit dimmer than yours do, my dear friend. I see us there in my grandmother's yard. You would have loved her cooking, she would have loved your scars. Endearing and warm, a worker she'd say that I should be proud to be yours, and I would be. But love is the most agonizing thing. I'll stand at your side as companions must do, but some days when you sing and I can't shake the pain, I'm happy, but oh, is the most agonizing thing. The most agonizing thing.
Thank you.
Well, we have a songwriting course that addresses all styles of traditional music, including country music. And we talk about lyrics within our writing, and we try to avoid cliches because, you know, you've all heard them a few hundred times. So, you know, try to find new things to write about.
Yeah. Are you writing some songs, Michelle?
I am. I was in that class last semester and the semester before. And
who's your teacher?
Ruth McLean Smith was my teacher. Fantastic songwriter and musician. I've been writing a lot of music, and Andrew and I, and I think a few other people, have had some great honors with our songwriting. Andrew was selected as one of the top 10 performers at the IBMA World of Bluegrass as a songwriter, and I was selected as one of the top 10 writers in the Texas Troubadour Songwriters Classic in Clifton, Texas. Both of our songs came from that songwriting class.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's got to be an honor. We also have David Austin Tackett up here playing the guitar. Tell us about you a little bit.
I'm from Flemingsburg, Kentucky, in Fleming County, Kentucky.
Is that two words?
Flemingsburg is one word. the Burg of Fleming. I graduated from Fleming County High School, like everybody else in my family, and I was the only musical person, and I ended up stumbling upon the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at my SOAR date, which is kind of when you tour the campus and visit all the different departments. And he said, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to stay here. Because I played music in high school, but never really seriously. And it's kind of great to stumble upon a place that's been so supportive and welcoming. And I just love it.
It's a beautiful instrument.
Thank you very
much. Is that an American-made Telecaster?
It's actually a Squire. And so it's made in China. So.
Oh, all right. Do you think it matters much anymore?
What I think is really important is just the way the instrument feels and sounds to you. Because really, I have a guitar that I got for, you know, $50 at a pawn shop, and it doesn't really sound that good, but the way it sounds to me and the way it feels to me, I just think it's one of the greatest instruments ever. And to somebody else, they might think it's, you know, belongs in the trash, but to me, it's, you know, really quality instrument. Maybe not high quality, but very quality, and I think that's a lot more important than considering things high quality.
Yeah, well, you make it sound great.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take it, gotta give. So live, let live, let go. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Well, I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, the sweet talking you would make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while, let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. To a rose garden along with the sunshine, there's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. Well, I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I just assume that you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. Better look before you leap, still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while, let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. I've never promised you a rose garden. I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden.
Thank you.
Tell us about your fiddling background.
Brad, you know me pretty well, but I started out in the contest fiddle world, and I was playing a lot of contest style, Texas style fiddle before I came to Moorhead, and then I also played a lot of Western swing, and so Bob Wills had a big influence on me and what I do. But I came here and I started playing a lot of bluegrass and started playing a lot more country music and learning where the fiddle fits.
When you look back to your childhood playing contests, what do you remember?
I remember the friends, I remember the competition, and I remember even though we were all competing against each other, we came off the stage and we were all best friends and we were all helping each other and jamming with each other, and it was a big family.
That is all very, very positive. So you don't recall any stress associated with that, or have you just forgotten it?
It's not that I've forgotten the stress. There was always stress there because you always wanted to do your best and you always wanted to come out on top. You always wanted to get paid. But when you do sit in a group of musicians that make you better and force you to practice and force you to do several hours a day just sitting down and working on maybe five measures of a song because you're not doing it right. When you're in a group of musicians that are good and better than you, and you want to be your best that you can be, you forget the stresses and you become a close family.
Don't know when I've been so blue, don't know what's come over you. You found someone new. True, and don't it make my brown eyes. Tell me some lies. Give me no reasons. Give me alibis. Say that you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything you want, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. I didn't know. Honey, now I do. Don't it make my brown eyes? Don't it make my brown eyes? Don't it make my brown eyes blue?
I would like to thank our guests, the fine musicians who make up Appalachian Swing and the MSU Country Band, for coming up to Lexington and being on Red Barn Radio. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank all of you here in the studio for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and this South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web, redbarnradio.com. But for now, before we close out tonight, let's welcome back the MSU Musical Invasion. Here they are. Welcome them back. What a great set of music, you guys.
There's a yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Big guitar singing and the lightning bugs are floating on. Fishing in the dark, lying on our backs
Barn Radio would like to thank Appalachian Swing and the MSU Country Band for being with us tonight. The word gourmet means higher quality or unique, and the food at West Coast Gourmet Pizza lives up to that name. From sandwiches to salads and pizza, West Coast Gourmet Pizza has it all. For more information, westcoastgourmetpizza.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.